is always there, and a God who always makes a way. Amen? Let's pray. God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we thank you that you always make a way, that you are always there, and that you have already brought victory in our lives. And God, I pray that we would be reminded of that this morning, and that as we leave, we would be reminded of that as we look around at the blessings you've given us this past year, as we recollect the goodness of you. Thank you, God, as we celebrated the birth of Jesus, your Son, your only begotten Son, the other day on Christmas morning. Father, I pray that we would just celebrate that birth every day because of the freedom that it brought us. God, be with us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Can you hear me okay? Not really? How about? I want to make sure I'm like in surround sound in your ear. So that's the look I'm going for. So if that's not what you feel, tell me and we'll crank me up. Bill, do you need me louder? No. Oh, too loud? Just giving you a hard time, Bill. So, as I said earlier, I spent a lot of time really trying to hit it out of the park, if you will. I wanted to end 2020 with this super awesome message, and nothing came to me. And it's not a good feeling when you're speaking. You're like, I know what I have planned for future messages. I just don't know what I have planned for this message, what God is preparing in my heart. So as I walked through and tried to prepare, I kept picking messages that I'd already spoke, kind of, this past year. And I didn't want to start a new series this week, so I'm like, what am I going to do? And so this is kind of the direction that I felt led by the Lord to just do, is to just talk about this amazing year of growth that we had in 2020 and the blessings that we have seen. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, well, it's okay with you because you're here and I'm doing it. So we're going to kind of step through, and we're going to talk about so much more that he has for us in 2021. But we're going to step through starting with 2020, and really we're going to start with the end of 2019. So the end of 2019 and the end of 2020, we started this message series called Stop Acting Like a Christian. And I really followed up with, and start living like one. And we talked about how this past year was going to be a call to a different life and to something greater than what we had been living. A call to something unique that we had as believers. And I felt like far too many of us believers didn't live as we are called to live. We didn't live this faith-filled, victorious life that we're called to live. And as I said in the past couple weeks, this was a big year of growth for me personally as well, right? Like, I'm not saying this is just you. This was a big year of growth and really studying Scripture and growing personally. See, I wanted something different for us as a church, something different than the typical Christian life that people live. And we spoke a lot in 2 Timothy 1, 6, and 7 from the series that we did. It was a short 2-week series, but it was an interesting scripture that I really loved. And it says, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God gave us a spirit not of fear but of power and of love and of self-control." And that's how we kicked off 2020, with that reminder of not living a life of fear but living a life of faith, that we are called for so much more. And I felt it really, when you recall kind of the year that was and how that was where we started, I find it very interesting that that was our starting point. To not live this year of, and I know, I'm gonna backtrack and pause that. What was one of the things that really was like the big kickstarter for the year was to have a clear vision for 2020, right? And this was the big joke amongst pastors, and I didn't even pick up on it until I kept saying it, and then I'm like, oh yeah, 2020 vision, ha ha. But it was, That's me laughing at my own jokes. At least somebody laughs at my jokes. Anyway, but I thought it was very interesting because to have clear vision, we have to have a clear understanding of God and who God is and what he has done and where he has called us to, don't we? And I think it's so critical as believers that when we have a clear vision of God, we are not living a life of fear, but we're living a life of power, of faith, of sound mind, aren't we? If we don't have a clear vision of God, it's very easy to be like, and I'm not trying to call out of the church, but I am, but running around in fear, oh, this guy is falling, we're shutting down, we're this. Man up, woman up, as my kids like to tell Seth. Sorry, Seth. But you know what I mean, right? Like, let's put on our big boy pants and let's get out there and let's get to work for Jesus. Let's start living how he has called us to, and big girl pants, sorry, Terry. And let's start living for Jesus and showing people how we're called to live. Right? And then we started with a fun series, and I think John enjoyed it, the Amen series, right? And we talked about Amen, and we spoke about how as a church we have a role in this community and we need to get behind it. And we talked about how we are invited, we're invaluable, we're influential, and how each of us needs to be invested in this mission and vision that Christ has called us to. And as we walked through the year, after this point, we really started to walk through and explain what this means to be all in. See, we're invited into the work of Jesus, aren't we? He's called us into that work. We're invited into the work of Jesus in our community and into our workplace and into the restaurants and everywhere we go. We're invaluable to the work of Jesus when we are walking according to what he's called us to as we walk in the blessings that he has given us, as we walk in the promises. When we walk like that, we're also influential. See, and this still bugs me. It still bugs me, and it shouldn't bug me. And I'm not offended by it, but it saddens me a bit. That when I remember when I came here and I had heard, and even up to last year I heard, how, oh, that's the poor church, Rosetown Community. And I was like, are you kidding me? We are a blessed church. We are a church with, I was going to say poverty, provision. We are a church that is blessed beyond measure. We are a church that is blessed with each other. We have prosperity. We have blessings. We have promises that we stand on as a church. I think that's anything but the poor church. We are a blessed church. And if somebody tells you that, tell them to get behind you. They have no place speaking that over us. We are a blessed church. And we are influential. And we're also to be invested and sold out to the work of Jesus Christ, are we not? We're supposed to be fully sold out to the work of Jesus, of ministering the gospel, sharing the promises, sharing our faith, and growing our faith. And the key idea behind this isn't a lot different, but it is different. It was Matthew 5, 13 to 16, where we talked about how you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? We haven't lost our flavor here, have we? No, we haven't. But you make it salty again. It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let the good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Father, your Heavenly Father. We talked about how as a church we have this opportunity to encourage each other, to encourage our community, to encourage the people that we come in contact with, and to show these blessings and this love that we have been given and lavished upon us, and we can show that and share that with the world, can't we? I think this series really walked us through being engaged, being invited, being invaluable, being influential, and being invested. And I believe that as we left that series, we left it that way. We moved out as a church, and we really got invested in our community. I think as a church, we were really pushing the boundaries of the church. Would you say? I think we saw more people coming in and being blessed and encouraged through these times. See, I think what happens when so many of us became saved or become saved, we just think that that's it. We get saved and people, that's where they sit. And that really pushed us into the next series, which we had. I hope you guys are okay with this. If not, too bad. That brought us into the next series. And not just being saved, because too many people are being miserably saved. And they're living a life of being miserably saved. And this series was part of the journey of the year. And we talked about this idea that salvation isn't the finish line, as so many people believe, but it's the starting point of something new and unique, and where we can really press into God and start to understand His favor that we can walk in. That when we know Jesus, we need to know that He has so much more for us than just crossing the line and saying, "Yep, I got saved, I'm good. I'm going to sit here in my seat and not move." And not realize that they can live this life freed from slavery. That they can live this life where they're not just freed from slavery, but they can let go of the sin that they held on to for so long. That they can live a life that is redeemed. And know that life with Christ has given us freedom. Right? And we talked about how Jesus has come to give us freedom and how we don't have to be like those old grumpy Christians that you see in movies and all sorts of things, but we can live a life of freedom. And Galatians 5:1 was kind of the key idea behind this series. And it says, in this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered and held and snared and submit again to the yoke of slavery, which you have once put off. And I pray that as you walk through after this series, you shed that yoke of slavery, that you gave that yoke to Jesus, because and you put on His yoke, because His yoke is light. Jesus has come to give us a life of freedom. Freedom! And so we should not be living a life of being miserably saved. And as we leave 2020 behind and we go into 2020, I pray that you live a life of not miserably saved, but magnificently free. Magnificently blessed. Is that what we want in 2021? And after shedding the bondage and knowing that freedom is something that we can have and we should be walking in and we should be joyful and not being under this yoke of slavery, we started talking about being the ultimate warrior, didn't we? And we talked about how as we break free from what's holding us back, as we shed those shackles of what's been holding us back for far too long as believers, that we are called to be warriors for the kingdom. And we talked about changing our perspective. If you remember this, changing our perspective from one of fear to one of victory, to one of faith, to one of so much more that God has for us. And to stop looking back there and stop looking at getting this tunnel vision, but look at the magnificence that God has given us. And we talked about changing this perspective to that one of victory, and about how looking at things from heavenly eyes. Do you remember this? Not looking at things as the world would have it look. The world's looking still at things of fear. We need to be looking at things with bold confidence, and we need to be looking at things with heavenly perspective, with the blessings that we have as believers. We talked about a life of being bold and confident and yet humble, didn't we? And we talked about how as ultimate warriors, we needed to discover this idea of living a life of fearlessness. Because far too many believers are living a life of fear, and they're ineffective, and they're almost useless for building the kingdom. And we have so much more opportunities when we live a life of fearlessness and when we live this life of boldness as Christ has called us to live. When we live that life of faith and victory that he has called us to. And we talked about how we need to have a God perspective when we look at things, right? Have we lived our life the rest of 2020 with a God perspective? That we're not living life from a position of what ifs, but we're approaching life from that position of victory. And one of my favorite verses or one of my favorite stories from the Bible is 2 Kings 6, 13 and 20. And this is really the idea behind this whole series. And it says, "And he said, go and see where he is, that I might send and seize him. It was told him, behold, he is in Dothan. So he sent horses and chariots and a great army, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he said, do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Have we lived our life this year living it like we have more with us than with them? Are we standing there boldly with victory in our eyes and in our mind? Then Elijah prayed and said, "Oh Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So Lord, open his eyes, and the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when the Syrians came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Please strike the people with blindness." So he struck them with blindness in accordance with the prayer of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, and this is not the city. Follow me as I bring you to the man whom you seek." And he led them to Samaria. And as soon as they entered Samaria, Elisha said, "O Lord, open their eyes, the eyes of these men, so that they may see." So the Lord opened their eyes and saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And I think this is a powerful reminder of us of the goodness of God, the provision of God, the protection of God in our lives. That we don't need to see the enemy when they're coming against us. We need to see the victory that's already there through Christ. That he has already brought us victory. And that we're not waiting for victory. We're not fighting for victory, but we're fighting from victory. Amen? And this is, like I said, this is possibly one of my favorite history lessons from the Bible. Could you imagine being in that fight against Elisha? They couldn't kill him. They couldn't capture him. He was a thorn in evil side. And that's where I pray we are as a church, that we are a thorn in evil side. Just like spiritual warriors are intended to be. You see, just like Elijah, spiritual warriors are supposed to see beyond the natural realm and see into the spiritual realm as God has placed protection over us. As God is doing battle there and already brought victory for us. And like we read, Elisha saw horses and chariots of fire all around him, right? That's what he saw. He had this level of perception that was greater than natural thinking or logic. And I pray as we went through 2020 and as we go into 2021, that we would start living a life and continue living that life with that supernatural perception that Christ has given us and called us to. And that we would stop living with man's perspective and we're going to start living and continue living a life with heaven's perspective. I know that when we walk through 2021, that we're going to be not going from, battle to battle, but we're going to go from victory to victory or strength to strength. And I really love that, and I wanted to quickly talk about this quickly, because I know I mentioned this even a few weeks ago, victory to victory, strength to strength. This doesn't mean that there's a low point in between the victory, right? When you're going victory to victory, this means you're going from high point to high point. And when you travel, you don't go through a valley. You go by air because it's faster and better, don't you? You're going from victory to victory, not victory to victory. Do you understand the difference? You see the difference? You are not going through a low point in life to get to the next victory. You are going from being strong to being strong to being strong to being strong. That's how we should be living our lives as believers, is going from strength to strength, victory to victory, and not going through a mud pit. We don't have to go through the mud pit with Christ, do we? We go through victory to victory, strength to strength, preoccupied with Jesus. Amen? And after talking about being the ultimate warrior, we talked about how we can change the world around us. And we studied a bit of, quickly, 4 weeks of Nehemiah. I didn't walk us through Nehemiah and talk about each day and do a 40-day or 40-Sunday message about it. We just talked about Nehemiah and how we can change the world around us. And we talked about how God takes ordinary people and like we were and uses us when we choose to step out and change the world around us for Him. Because you know what? When you become a believer, you are no longer an ordinary person. We are called to so much more. We put on that kingship. We stand as heirs to the throne with Jesus, don't we? And we don't have to consider ourselves, well, I'm just a farmer. I'm just an electrician. I'm just a mechanic. I'm a mechanic for the Most High God. I'm a farmer for the Most High. Whatever I do, I am doing it for the Most High God. Amen? And we talked about how we are called to be leaders in this world. Not to be some chump that is under people's feet, but we are leaders. We are called to be so much more. So what are we leading with? Are we leading with fear? Or are we leading with faith and victory? Are we telling people about the goodness of God, as we sang about this morning? Or are we telling them about how we don't know what the heck is going to happen? I'm so scared. Or are we living with boldness? So after we talked about changing the world, we talked about how we are called to be bold. And really, guys, the call to being bold started with the first week. And really, I just hammered it. I wanted to hammer it home here. And I want to hammer it home again as we're going into the new year, as we're going into 2021. And I wanted to remind us that we are called to boldness. And if you don't remember this, let me help remind you of this series, okay? Maybe you remember this, and maybe you're wishing I would have just asked you instead of doing this for you. But remember the song I sang? Now you know why I'm telling you this. The be bold, be strong, for the Lord my God is with me. The be bold, be bold. You guys should repeat after me when I'm doing the repeats, okay? Be strong, for the Lord thy God is with me. I am not afraid. No, no, no. I am not dismayed. No way, because I'm walking in strength and victory. Remember this? Well, if you don't, there you go. That's not a top 20. It might have been, but not with me singing. I kept it. I didn't even squeak. Did you hear that? That was impressive. Mary, can I sing next week with you guys? If you don't remember that song, I just wanted to sing that for you, because that was a song that I remembered, and I didn't really fully grasp what it meant to us as believers until this past year. There's no reason to be dismayed, because I am already walking in victory. I'm walking, the fight's not mine to fight. The fight is God's, and He's already fought it, and He's already brought me victory, so why do I need to be fearful? I can be bold and I can be strong because He is with me. And we talked about living this life of amazing boldness. And that when we prayed, and we would pray, that we would all pray bold prayers, and we would ask for bold things, and we would live a life of bold speaking and walk with a bold obedience in our life. Because I think far too many of us walked defeated. Walked beat up. We spoke negative things into our life rather than good, godly, bold things. I sure hope the COVID doesn't get me. How many people have said something silly like that instead of walking in victory that Christ has already given us? Standing on Scripture and praying the Word over our life. That's where I pray we are. Being bold isn't for the faint of heart. Amen? It's for those who truly believe in the blessings and the promises of Scripture. And as we read through many of the ideas behind the series, one of the main ideas was Acts 5:20, where it says, go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. The full message, not just the parts that are for the faint-hearted, for the easy ones that want to just walk through and stumble through this Christian life that we're called to, but for those that want to speak the full gospel through that we can live life to the fullest, that we have promises, that we can walk in healings, we have blessings in our life. That's the full gospel. That we should be speaking in tongues, that we should be walking with boldness in all things, that we should be praying for the sick and expecting and seeing miracles and healing. And I believe through this series and through the Ultimate Warrior series, we started to see a bit of a shift in some of our lives. Some of us were already walking there, some of us were shifting there, if that's a fair statement. And then we talked about living a life of no fear. And I said I had some of those no fear shirts and the no surrender shirts. Because we're called to live a life where we are not afraid. Amen? We're called to be not afraid. We're called to be bold. We're called to be fearless. And we talked about how in 2020, people were running around, panicked and fearful. But not us, not the church, not those that are living the full gospel lifestyle that he has called us to live. Amen? I believe not this church. We were living a life of boldness, that when we lived a life by faith and not by fear. Amen? And how in John 14:27, which was the pillar of the series, where it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." And I talked about how we, the church, are intended to be hope dealers. Do you remember this? We are called to deal hope to the world, to give hope. It's the best type of dealer around, is those that are handing out hope. Are we handing out hope where we go? Or are we making agreements with the world? Are we making agreements with what other churches are saying? When people are like, believing the worst and expecting the worst, are we, I sure hope so. Or are we saying, no, I do not believe that. I stand in victory with Jesus. How are we living? See, unfortunately, there are many churches and many in the church, and there are leaders in many churches who would rather grab onto this message of fear and death and defeat. And I think that's so sad, because as the church, we are coming from victory. So why would we live like that? Why would we live like the world would want to live? I don't think that's the way we're called to live as a church. Do you? No. We are not that church that's in defeat and in fear. We are a church of victory and of strength, and we go from victory to victory. Continue to live in hope in 2021. Then as we were wrapping up 2020, we started talking about no offense. And as people, we have the choice to drink up the poison, drink that glass of offense that is often placed in front of us. And when we start drinking that glass of offense, we talked about how we may feel offended, but it's our choice if we're going to live offended, right? And how many of you have made some choices to continue to drink some of that poison up as somebody offends you? As somebody puts a glass of offense in front of you, are you drinking it up? Or are we pouring it out and saying, no, I'm not. When we live in offense, we cannot live in freedom, right? We need to be a people who live in freedom. And Proverbs 19:11 reminded us that good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. I pray that as we finish 2020, that you guys have poured out any offense that you may have been living with. And if you haven't yet, what's stopping you? There's still a couple days left in 2020 to get rid of it, to shed it, because 2021's coming. And after talking about that, I believe we entered into probably one of the most crucial series that we had as a church since I've been here, at least, that I spoke anyway. And we talked about walking in authority. And we talked about things like using the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus itself and the power and the authority behind that name. And we read about how in John 14, 12 to 14, where it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Whatever we declare, remember that word ask wasn't a, "Oh, please, Jesus, just give me this. Just give me this one thing." It's not that. It's more of a declaration, a proclamation about the promises that are already in His Word, that are already there for us. Amen? It's a pretty big thing for Jesus to have said, and we know Jesus said it because it's in the red letters. And it's a pretty bold thing for us to do. But we know that it's true because Jesus said it. Jesus said, ask anything. I had somebody ask me, "Oh, so you're just one of those name and claim it type places." Well, when it comes to the promises of God, you bet I am. Because I don't even actually need to name it and claim it because it's already mine. I just need to stand on it, right? And we can be that confident with it because it's already ours. It says it in the Word. Whatever we declare. Then as we walk through this series, we talked about our identity. And do we identify with our identity of who Christ has said I am? And as we hit the middle of the series, we talked about the biggest thing that is stopping us from receiving the goodness of God, or the full goodness of God, the full gospel that He's promised us, to receiving all the blessings. And what was that big thing that was stopping us? You remember? It's a test. It was me. It was you, right? We're what's stopping it. It's not God sitting up there taking a tally. He doesn't have an abacus up there saying, "Okay, I'm going to just add this, carry the two." I don't even know how an abacus works. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's me that's stopping it. It's you that's stopping you from receiving the fullness of what God has given us. And then we talked about this idea about prayer, this dynamic tool called prayer. And we talked about praying in the Spirit, didn't we? And how we should be praying in the Spirit at all times. We talked about praying the Word of God, and we talked about the power that comes from that. Amen? And with the three verses I want to close this 2020 recap with is James 5:16. It says, "The heartfelt prayer of a righteous man is able to accomplish much when put into action. It is dynamic, and it has tremendous power." So when we pray as Christ has called us to, when we pray and stand on the blessings with the boldness and the faith that He has called us to, if we're fearless in our prayer, our prayers are dynamic and they have tremendous power. Are you living your prayer or praying as if you have tremendous power in your prayers? Then Ephesians 6:18 and 19 says, "Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray also for me, too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike." Pray in the Spirit at all times. Pray in the Spirit. Pretty simple instruction. But why don't we do it? And then Mark 11:24 says, "I tell you, you can pray for anything." It doesn't say some things. It says anything, right? This is the Word of God. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Once again, if that's what you call name it and claim it, I want that then. But that's what God's word tells us, doesn't it? And I believe that 2020 was a great year. And I'm expecting an even greater year in 2021. I believe as a church, we have hunkered down, if you will, into the word of God. And we've really started to press in and press on. And we let go of some things, I believe, as a church. I believe as a church, we started stepping into some more things. We have a united message being shared at all times. Do we not? So in 2021, I'm going to invite Mary and the team up. I'm almost done. Only 20 more minutes. We're going to do some things. 2021 is we're going to do some things. And it's no different than what we said in 2020. In 2021, let's do some things. Let's speak the word of God at all times. Let's pray the word of God as we pray in the spirit. Let's prophesy to my future as we speak the word of God and declare what is going on in my life. Stop declaring sickness in your life. Stop declaring defeat in your life. Start declaring the word of God. Stop acting like you're beat up and broke. Start acting like you're victorious and righteous and prosperous. The Bible teaches that when the word gets into our heart, it is what grows our future. If we don't spend time in the word of God this year and start understanding the prayers and our authority in prayer, we are going to miss out on far too much. And if we don't do this together, if we don't start putting down the junk of the world and we don't start walking in victory and in the word, some of us are going to miss out on what's happening in this church. We need to spend time in his word. We need to also understand that the enemy can't stop our prayers. The enemy can't stop our prayers as believers. Our inability to live perfectly can't stop our prayers, because Jesus has gifted me with right standing and righteousness with God. Jesus has made it possible. Jesus has qualified me for every promise. So when we pray, we need to approach this as if Jesus himself is praying and asking for this. And we know that everything that Jesus asked for was done. We need to stop being religious as people. We need to stop worrying about the stupid little details that we might think is causing something and start living righteously and for God. Not religiously for God, righteously for God. We need to stop praying until the end of days for something to happen. And we need to remember that the sickness was put on Jesus when he was on that cross. We need to pray, and then we need to thank him that it is done. We're declaring promises. And the devil doesn't have a hope in stopping that promise through the words spoken by someone who has the faith in their heart to declare what the will of God is. The enemy is running so far behind him, or behind him, so why are we focusing on the enemy? We're focusing on a defeated foe, people. He isn't our focus. Our focus is the cross. Our focus is Jesus. Our focus is the resurrection. Our focus is Jesus in the position of authority at the right hand of the Father. Our focus is the rights and the privileges and the authority that have been given to us as the church. Amen? So let's be that triumphant and victorious church that we talked about all through 2020, that we became and we lived in 2020, and let's start living that way for 2021 today. So what are we going to talk about the first week of 2021? We're going to start talking about the miraculous. We're going to start talking about activating the miraculous things in our lives. And I believe if you're ready, church, because I feel that I am ready. I pray you're ready. I know you're ready, actually, because it wouldn't be put on my heart unless You were ready. And if you're not ready, then get ready. You also have a few days for that. We've got big things coming in 2021. Amen? God has called us to so much in 2020, and we're going to keep stepping out greater in 2021. Amen? We're going to actually sing a song. Not two. We're going to sing one song. And then we're going to pray. And we're going to declare some things for 2021. Okay? So would you guys stand as we sing? We're not going to pray yet. We're going to pray after this song. Stand and sing with us.
Faithfulness has walked beside me.
this song was the perfect song to recap our 2020. And I pray that as we journey through very quickly our year that was for messages, that it reminded you of the road trip that we took as a church. And I pray that as we journey through into 2021, that we will just continue to journey into the goodness of God together, and that we will grow together as a church, building our faith, building our belief system even further, and walking greater in the promises each day. I'm asking Nathan if Nathan would just come up as one of our pastor's council members and just close this service part out in prayer and just pray with us and pray some declarations over us as a church. Would you bow your heads with us?
Let's just raise our hands to Him. Raise your hands to the King. We give Him praise. Oh, Father God, we lift up Your name. We lift up Your holy name. We exalt Your holy name. We give You praise, Lord God. We thank You, Father, that You've made a way for us to come into Your kingdom, that You've called us into Your kingdom, Father, from wherever we happen to find ourselves. And Lord God, that You have paved a way for us to walk straight into the presence of God. You've made a way by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we can come boldly to Your throne. We come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can obtain mercy. We can obtain mercy in Jesus' name. And we thank You, Lord God, that as covenant people, as believers in Christ, Lord, that we just can stand on Your word. We can, as we're grafted into the tree of Your family, Your covenant family, we've been grafted into that tree, Lord God, and we get to partake of the fatness and the fullness of that tree, Lord God. We just give You thanks and praise. And we thank You for what You've done here this year in 2021. We thank You for, in spite of all of the chaos around us and the darkness that's in the world, Lord God, that Your light shines, and that we've seen Your light shine, and that we've got testimonies, and we've got many great things that's happened. We've got many, many testimonies to share from seeing Your glory to shine, and that we can rise above. We've risen above circumstances of this world on the wings of an eagle in Jesus' name. And we give You praise for it, Father. And as we look forward, we only see greater things. We see bigger things and greater things in Jesus' name. We see Your power. We see Your blessing. We see Your word. We see the blood of Christ all over us, and we just praise You for it. We declare as we move forward, Lord God, we call on Your mighty Spirit and Your blessing on us. We declare, Father, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath. We thank You, Lord, that You, as our shepherd, You lead us into green pastures and along still waters, that You guide us along the right paths for Your name's sake, Father. And we thank You that our cup overflows in 2021. We declare, Father, as we move forward, that we see greater things of the kingdom arise in our lives. We see blessings. We see prayers answered. We see mighty miracles and moves of God. We see as a church body, we see unity, a unified faith, and a growing faith in Jesus' name. And we thank You for this, Lord God. We give You praise, we give You honor, and we give You glory. And we bless You, and we praise You, and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nathan. We're going to close in prayer right now. Father God, we love You. God, we thank You for each and every family that's represented here today. Father, we praise You and thank You for each and every individual that is here today. Father, thank You for the life and the confidence and the promises and the faith that have grown here today and this past year. Father, I pray that as Nathan prayed that we would just continue to sprint into 2021 with an overwhelming, superfluous faith that is just beyond measure, and that people in this community would be amazed at your goodness and your faith that is springing out of these doors and these walls today. Father, I pray that we would minister with your boldness to our community, to our neighbors, to our loved ones, to our family, Father, that aren't here. God, that this community would be changed for you. That there would be a difference in Rosetown. A community that was once in revival would be in revival once again, Jesus. And Father, I pray right now that we would be the additive, the fuel to that fire that will start this revival, Father. God, we know that you want to see your church grow. We know that is what you've called us to do. So, Father, today as we go out and build disciples who build disciples, Father, I pray that we would do so confidently, boldly, courageously, and full of faith. That we would see miracles each and every day of our life this year as we've seen in 2020. God, I pray for your provision, your protection, your abundance to flow. Thank you for the prosperity you've given us this year and for even greater prosperity in 2021. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless and have a wonderful week.